Today, once again, we have the Feria of the Epiphany, in which, of course, we repeat the readings that we had on the feast day of the Epiphany, all the propers and readings. And so we will not go into each one of them in great detail. But we see, and of course, we try to represent in our manger that which we read from the prophet Isaiah, from Micah, and from the others. All they from Saba, and of course Saba would have been most likely around the area of Ethiopia, shall come bringing gold and frankincense and showing forth praise to the Lord. And gold, again, for a king and for the fact that he is God, King of Kings. And frankincense, because he is God. And one offers incense to God. It is the commanded and natural thing from the very beginning of time to now and to the end of time that we offer incense to God. And showing forth praise to the Lord. And the Lord, in this case, as it is rightful, is the baby Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem. And then the antiphons of the gradual and Alleluia continue. Arise and be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And the glory of the Lord that is risen upon Jerusalem, which is Bethlehem in this case, is that of the Lord God who has been born of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary. We have seen his star at its rise in the east. And of course, in the east also means Oriente, which word means in Latin at its rising, at its birth. Not necessarily east, but at its birth. But it also is the same thing in the case of our Lord, in the case also of the Eucharist, of the liturgy, ad orientem, towards the rising of the Son of God. And so that is why, of course, we worship from the time of the apostles to now and hopefully to the end of time, ad orientem, facing God, giving our face to the place whence first of all came the Son of God, the baby Jesus, and the star that manifested him, the angel, and second of all, it is the same whence our Lord will come at the end of time, from its rising, from, and that word has become manifested as we see in this particular reading, in this verse of the Alleluia of the Gospel. It has translated from at its rising to the east, because he shall come, he has come, and he shall come at the end of time from the east. Vidimus stellam eius in oriente, in its rising. And this is translated in English here, in the east. But it is more than just that. The east is the place whence he shall come. And we, with all the angels and saints, with all the prophets, and all the saints of the Old Testament and of the New Testament, will come to adore him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.